This is the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Sarah Williamson. Just like some families read The Night Before Christmas or The Christmas Story from Luke as a seasonal tradition, it's something of a sundial tradition to hear Katherine Tucker Windham share the story of how she ardently and secretly wished for a red scooter.
When I was growing up down in Thomasville and a little girl and still believed firmly in Santa Claus, the Christmas that I was maybe 6 years old, the only thing I wanted was a scooter. The only person in Thomasville who had a scooter was my friend Edith Pritchard, who was a little bit older than I was. And she had a scooter, but she was kind of stingy about letting you ride her scooter. And the only place you could ride the scooter in Thomasville, the only paved sidewalk, was around the Methodist Church. Well, she'd bring her scooter to the Methodist Church, and she'd say, "You can ride around once, or you can ride around twice, but don't you drop my scooter, and don't you skin it up. Don't you put any scratches on my scooter." And I just resented all those restrictions that were being put on us. And I thought, well, that's okay. I'm going to get my own scooter at Christmas time. It's all I wanted. But I didn't tell anybody that I wanted a scooter. Well, Christmas morning, I waked up and looked over there where I'd hung my stocking by the fireplace, and it was silhouetted against a fire that was in the grate there. It had bulges and bumps all in it, so I knew it had some surprises in it, and that I didn't get ashes and switches as some people thought I should have gotten. So I explored the stocking, and then my daddy came in and he said, "Well, I built a fire in the living room and I think it's warm enough now. Let's go see what Santa Claus brought." So I went in there to see what he had brought, and under that wonderful cedar Christmas tree were all kinds of surprises for me. But there wasn't a scooter. Well, I tried to be happy with what I had, but it's obvious that I was disappointed. And somebody said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Santa Claus didn't bring my scooter." Well, in a little while, I missed my dad, and he came back in the house after a while, and I heard him tell my mother, "There's not one in town." And then a little while later, I heard him talking on the telephone. We had a telephone on the wall in the dining room there, nice old telephone. And my mother hurried me out so I wouldn't hear the conversation, but I did hear him say, "Of course I know it's Christmas. That's why I'm calling you." Well, late that afternoon when the train came from Selma on its way to Mobile, my daddy said to me, "Let's go down to the depot and meet the train." Well, we often did that because it wasn't much other entertainment in Thomasville. In that cold winter night, that cold Christmas night, I put on my little coat and mittens and cap and took my father's hand, and we walked down to the depot and went in there, a big old pot-bellied stove that was red hot and people standing around it talking about Christmas and other things, and heard the train blow for Finley's Crossing and then for the double deck. And then my father said to me, "Well, let's move out and stand by the tracks and see who comes and goes." And so I walked out with him, and we didn't stop where we usually stop to check on the passengers at the train. He said, "Let's walk down a little bit further." So we walked a little further down the track, and train came in and stopped, and we were right by the baggage coach. And the door to that baggage coach opened, and there was a man standing in there, and he was holding a red scooter. And he said, "Is your name Katherine?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, Santa Claus made a bad mistake. that he meant to bring you this scooter, and he put it off up at Alberta, and he asked me to stop by and get it and bring it on down here to you. Well, he handed it out to me, and it was the most beautiful red scooter I've ever seen in my life. And that cold winter night, my father and I went to the Methodist church, and I rode my red scooter around and around that church as many times as I wanted to. And it was one of the most wonderful Christmas gifts I ever got.
That was Catherine Tucker Windham sharing the story of her red scooter. If you missed it or would like to hear some of our other Sundial writers and their poetry and stories, go to our website at wlrh.org, click on the Programs tab, and select Sundial Writers Corner in the drop-down menu. I'm Sarah Williamson. The story was brought to you by each and every one of us from WLRH and the Sundial Writers Corner, wishing you a very happy Christmas and holidays.